That is the Divinals, and it's part of our music that makes you feel good at Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. It's 19 to 8, coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, joined by Adam Shandy. He's got that Crime Stories show on Channel 9, originally from a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the air with us after 8 this morning as we head for our top today, 31 degrees.
When people travel to Townsville, maybe going to a Cowboys match, or they got family up there, you know, stopping off for lunch is always a good thing. Mm. Everybody knows where to go.
Well, not everybody, because there might be something, you know, a hidden gem somewhere where they say, stop off at this location, you've got to try the food.
Okay, so Thursday's road trip, lunchtime, we need to stop off somewhere.
See, Ian. That's the first thing Dave goes to. It's always about food. So we're going to Townsville. Don't worry about packing your toothbrush or spare clothes and not that hideous Lego shirt you're wearing.
Don't be knocking the Lego shirt.
It's more about the food.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian, mate, have you got a spot that's... a secret just for you to stop at?
I'm with Dave every time, but the trouble with the Bruce Highway is they're starting to bypass a lot of the town, so you've gotten away from the good places where you can eat, and you're only left with really the hot box,
right.
Which is not good for anyone. But the new United at halfway between Proserpine and Bowen has got a good range of food. They call it the pie face, but they have roast meals and everything, and they're very good. I was there the other night.
The United.
On the Western Travel, and I'm going to start a Facebook page, Follow the Bakery.
Oh, Ian, mate, you do that, yes.
Make us an admin. we'll look after it for you. Ian, safe drives. Thanks for the call there, mate. Let's go to Greg on 13 27 10. Greg, you've got a place. We should try the food on the way.
Greg?
He's there? Nate, gone. All right, let's go to Zidra. 13 27 10, you got a location for us.
Zidra, have you got a location?
Well, yes, I have. I am actually going there today, but apparently the new Whip Sunday Gold Coffee is reopening.
Are you serious?
Yes. So that'll be exciting. I've been looking forward to it since before the cyclone. So I can't tell you how it is, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it will be good.
Yeah, we went there a couple of years ago when we were doing a travel around the Whit Sunday thing. Their coffee, obviously, is to die for, but their food was delicious too.
So. Exactly, yes. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Right,
so I'm hoping that it'll stop because I'm going to town for as well tomorrow.
So you'll need the coffee pick up as well along the way.
Yes.
All right.
Most definitely.
Thanks for the call. There you go.
That's a really nice spot there, actually.
Put that on the list. What happened to the cockatoo that was there?
Oh, look, it's probably back there again. Who knows?
If you know about the cockatoo at Whit Sunday Gold, give us a call, 13 27 10.
I forgot about the cockatoo.
That's the first thing I remember, is the animals.
Yeah, it tried to steal your food, didn't it?
I may have been encouraging a little bit, but if you've got some food locations for us to try along the way, go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay Whit Sundays. Truckies always know best as well, with Jay and Dave for breaking. It's 7:45.